looks like some kind of ballet practicing room or something. We've got my mom's living room chairs from the 1980s, about 20 of them, you know, and a freezer full of beer and shit, so it can't be that bad.
How's it compare to a usual Cypress Hill backstage area?
Well, it's, you know, our backstage areas are usually smaller. They're,
not as many tutus around the place.
No, we don't need the mirrors and all that shit, so...
You're heading around the place with the Soundwave Festival. Congratulations. I saw the show. Very, very good. The kids loving it. How do you go keeping relevant with these kids whose lives are not as long as your career as a group?
Taking account that, you know, for a lot of these kids, it's the first time they're seeing Cypress, you know, because they're so young. And just give them a good show, you know. Give them something to talk about when they leave, you know what I mean? Something to remember.
So you ease them in gently or just whack them hard with the Cypress experience?
Yeah, just whack them hard, you know what I mean? Give them all the classics all at once.
Yep.
You know, give them something to take home and talk to their friends about and you know, Instagram about and Facebook and all that stuff, you know what I mean?
Well, we're doing a bit of a tour of the O-Weeks. We were at the University of New South Wales today. Do you have any advice for kids who are stepping out into the world? It's a very formative years. They're trying to find themselves. When was the occasion there where you discovered who you were?
I discovered what I wanted to do very early. I was 17 years old. I was still in high school before I dropped out. And I saw Run DMC on a show back in the days. I don't know if you guys heard of it out here. It's called Soul Train.
Yeah, right.
I saw them on Soul Train on a Saturday, and I had heard hip-hop, I had heard rap and all that prior to that, but nothing made me want to do it. I never thought about it, but when I saw Run DMC doing their thing and all the attitude and arrogance and swagger that they had, it made me want to, you know, start writing rhymes, you know?
Well, at the start, did you just imitate the swagger and the confidence? Did you sort of fake it before you made it?
Yeah, definitely. At first I was, you know, at first I was DMC from the Run DMC.
Yeah.
And then I was MCA from the Beastie Boys. And then, let's see, I was Chuck D for a few months there before, you know, I realized, you know that, just be yourself. You don't have to try to be like anybody else, you know what I mean? Just be yourself and be confident, and that people will like what you do and they'll like your presentation and stuff like that. So it definitely took me, you know, a few years of doing demos and you know, frustrating people and like, you sound like this and you sound like that, man. And you know, but once I fell into my own shoes, you know, and just, you know, looked up and I was like, I'm just gonna be me, you know. And people like it, they like it. If they don't, fuck them, you know. I'm still gonna
exactly
be me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What about on the partying side of things? You got to enjoy it along the way, but you know, you don't want to go too far. What's Sendog's guide to partying from Cypress Hill?
Well, you know, man. Now I've gotten it down to like, you know, smoking a little herb here and there, maybe some wine or a beer or two. But for the most part, it takes me, you know, for me to be, you know, in a party scene to want a party. You know, if I'm in a nightclub, okay, let's get hammered. But just for the heck of it every day, you know, I'm not doing that anymore. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, thanks very much for chatting to us today. All the best with the gig.
Right on, man. And I just want to say thank you to the Australian public for all their years of support. It's something very special to us, and we can't thank them enough.